Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Goldfer, DO, dictating a procedure report on patient Martin, DeSandra. Last name is Martin, DeSandra. Date of birth is 9/1/1971. Date of procedure is 10/4/2023. Referring physician is Dr. Maureen Weinberg. Period. Procedure performed is colonoscopy with cold snare polypectomy and cold forceps polypectomy. Indications, screening for colon cancer, abdominal pain, constipation, period. Description of procedure. Informed consent was obtained. Possible complications of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as possible missing lesions, such as blood and sewer, all explained to the patient. Patient was brought back to the endoscopy suite, placed in a local model to keep his position. Data as per anesthesia service, monitored anesthesia care period. The visual rectal exam was normal, while the great Olympus video colonoscope was introduced into the rectum and advanced into direct vision to the cecum, which was identified with the presence of appendiceal orifice. Which was identified by, delete that whole line and go back to a well-lubricated Olympus video colonoscope introduced into the rectum advance under direct resolution to the terminal ileum, which was identified, period. The cecum was identified by the presence of appendiceal or ileocecal valve and continents of cold tears, period. Careful examinations made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, stone flexure, descending colon, signal colon, and rectum. A retroflex view was obtained of the rectum. Valve preparation was good, period. The patient tolerated the procedure well without any complication. Withdrawal time was over 9 minutes, period. Findings. Number one, there were two. Diminutive polyps located on the ileocecal fatty ileocecal valve, period. Both were removed with cold biopsy forceps polypectomy, period. There was a diminutive polyp in the descending colon, which was, delete that, there were two diminutive colon polyps in the descending colon, which were both removed with cold biopsy forceps polypectomy, period. In the rectal sigmoid, there were multiple hyperplastic appearing polyps, period. There were five removed with cold snare polypectomy, period. There was also diverticulosis noted, period. Plan number one, follow-up biopsy pathology. Number two, recommend high fiber diet, fiber supplements as needed, period. Number three, recommend surveillance colonoscopy in 3 years. Number four, follow-up office visit that is already established, period.